Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We've had a busy week here on the ranch. We weaned calves last Saturday. When I stepped outside on a beautiful Monday morning and had a corral full of cows, even though they could have been in the pasture, I decided we might as well go ahead and preg check. Veterinarians just love customers that plan ahead. I was not able to get a vet for all day, but I could get Dr. John to come late in the afternoon, and he could check any that I had a question on. My friend Jeff was able to come up, so Beth, Jeff, Mom, and I went to work. I'm still having some trouble getting used to this extra joint in my shoulder, but my collarbone sticking up does work well as a depth gauge while I'm preg checking. Jeff had a cow kick him last spring and broke his wrist, and apparently has a spot on that did not heal up as smooth as it should have. We kept trading off at the back of the cow, and other than using a lot of sleeves, we got along pretty well. My neighbors had come to pick my 20 acres of corn that morning, and we had a real good view of the proceedings from where we were working. I think they spent about as much time waiting for the truck to come back as they did running the combine, but there were just two loads, so they only had to wait once. They were wrapped up before our crew stopped for dinner. Of course, we didn't stop for dinner until 3 in the afternoon. Jeff made me laugh when he saw the farmers had finished the job we had been watching them do for only a few hours. He gave a heavy sigh and said, "Corn harvest is finally over. It's been a long season." I hope you homegrown listeners made some pleasant memories with friends and family over the Thanksgiving holiday. This morning I'd like to share a poem that I call Bottle of Memories. Grandma, what's that bottle? That one that sits there on the shelf. Does it have a magic genie? Can it bring you lots of wealth? Dear, that's Grandma's bottle of memories that your grandpa gave to me. And yes, it has some magic. It came from your grandpa, don't you see? I think it held vaccine before he found it way back then. It had been thrown in the fire. He pulled it from the ashes, hoping a smile he might win. He found some dried daisy flea vine. It had been awful dry that fall, and he had arranged those tiny flowers in the bottle with the ashes, dust, and all. He didn't know if I would like it or if it would be thrown away, but I liked it, and I set it on that shelf that very day. And now that bottle holds the memories of a house just half this size that was soon full of children who would grow up faster than we could realize. And it also holds the questions of what went with all those years, along with memories of the heat and the cold and the good times and the tears. Oh, the Lord, He blessed His child, please don't get me wrong, but even when you've been around as long as me, life don't seem very long. And that bottle holds the memories, both the bitter and the sweet. Unless you keep it full for me, it will be empty when my life is complete. Oh, I'll keep it full for you, Grandma. You just wait and see. But does it have to hold the same memories for you as it does for me? Dear, when I have gone to heaven, I'll leave that bottle on the shelf. And you can have my magic bottle that will bring no real wealth. Until then, I'd like to keep it, 'cause it's kinda special, you see. It's the bottle where I keep the memories that your grandpa gave to me. Joey got the table, Johnny got the hutch. I got what I wanted, it don't look like much. It's tiny and it's shiny, just as pretty as you please. It's the bottle where I keep all of Grandma's memories. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. I have quite a few miles to cover this week, with shows in Kearney, McCool Junction, Pierce, South Dakota, and North Platte. Any prayers you folks wanted to put up on my behalf for safe travel are sure appreciated. Have a great week, and please join me next time here for another edition of Homegrown.